We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, joined at our broadcast location by Veteran Center Eric Wood. Thanks for coming by, Eric. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
We are deep into this training camp now. Do you feel it yet? Are you getting worn out at all, do you think?
There's been some days we were pretty tired out there. You know, one or two hot days, but so far the weather's been perfect. Fans have been awesome up here. I mean, probably the biggest crowds I've had, you know, since I've been here, going on 5 years now. So a lot of energy out here and a pretty enjoyable camp.
Today you had a practice on the day after a game. Just got back to Rochester last night around 8:30 or 9. That's rare, isn't it, to practice the day after a game?
Yeah, it's rare, but it's a short week. And I respect what Doug said. He said it'd be unfair to go out there on a short week with the amount of playing time that the young guys are going to get. You know, some veterans would be easy to come back from that game and not get a lot of reps before Minnesota, but that's not really fair to the young guys. And I have a lot of respect for him. He didn't beat us up today, and we got two more padded practices, and then, you know, day before the game prep, and I have no problems with it, and we had a great day, so. Good thing we did come out.
He didn't beat you up. In fact, he cut the practice, you know, he ended it about a minute or an hour and 45 minutes in. So he's kind of walking a fine line between pushing but not pushing too much, it seems.
Yeah, and he's done a great job of monitoring us. And I know that they got GPS on some guys.
Right.
So they're tracking the amount of mileage guys are getting on their legs. And they're not tracking O linemen because we're not moving a ton. But, you know, we get worn down in a different way. You know, pushing and shoving and embracing up every play and pass pro, that's a work in itself, especially in this no huddle. But, yeah, he's doing a good job of taking care of us when he needs to. But also, as you could see yesterday, we're going to be one of the most conditioned teams in the NFL, if not the best conditioned.
Eric Wood, our guest, Bills Center. And let's talk about yesterday, the game in Indianapolis. Did you play longer than you thought you might? The first teamers were in there for a long time.
Yeah, we played the whole first half, which is probably the longest I've played since I've been here in the first preseason game. But with two quarterbacks, you know, you kind of expect to play a little bit more, and that's fine. We have a new offense. You know, they didn't tell us we may play a quarter. They didn't tell us anything. They said be prepared to play the whole game, and we played the first half, and I think we're all fine with that. No bad attitudes about it, and we got good work in, and luckily our best drive was our last one, so ended with some confidence and a good feeling to come out of the half with.
You mentioned the conditioning factor. Any signs, even yesterday in the first half of work, that you are wearing down the other team with the pace that you guys run plays?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could feel it. A few plays into each drive, they're wearing down, and we can feel it, and hopefully that's something that, you know, we can do to teams all year, and people aren't necessarily going to be ready for our pace, and you know, it's all about executing on our end. You know, the pace is great, but if you go three and out, that's a quick three and out for your defense. So right. We really got to execute, and we really got to get first downs.
You know, I asked Coach Marone about that three and out, you know, problem if you do go three and out and what it might do to your defense, and he says, we've done the studies, we've run the numbers, and we're better off running plays, running as many plays as we can. Do you guys buy that, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. And we got a lot of confidence in our defense, too. Those guys, I mean, you could audibly hear the hits yesterday, as opposed to last year, you necessarily couldn't at times. And the defense is flying around. We got a ton of confidence in them. And where if we do go three and out, we have got a lot of confidence that they'll get them off the field. And like he said, the statistics show that when we're running plays at a high rate, we're going to score a lot more points.
Eric, tell me about EJ Manuel in the huddle yesterday, his first preseason game. What was he like in there?
Well, we didn't have a whole lot of huddles.
Right.
So,
you're right.
Yeah. But
on the field.
He did well. He seemed comfortable. You know, he had a long warm-up session before the game. We were kind of teasing him a little bit about it, you know. Just being a young guy, I wanted to get out there, and he's probably trying to get some of his jitters out. But he did a good job, and you know, he did everything we expected of him. You know, we expected him to lead the offense. We expected him to be mentally sharp, and that's what he was. So that's all we could ask.
Did he have command of the offense while he was out on the field? Did you
sense absolutely. That? And I told him, you know, we want to go fast, but we don't want to rush. You know, take your time. Know what you're doing. This is your first start, and it's a preseason game. You know, and for you taking your time, it's probably going to be about an extra second or two, considering we're snapping the ball at such a fast pace.
What about the offensive line? You know, you've had a couple of guys off your left shoulder now through the first couple of weeks of camp, and yesterday it was Colin Brown for the most part. Are you keeping an eye on what's going on in the left guard spot?
Yeah, and I like all three of those guys. You know, we put Cordy down there for one day, but I like Doug and I like Colin. I think they're both veteran guys. Colin going into his fifth year, I believe, and Doug in his sixth. So guys that have been around the league, guys who have played a lot of ball, and good players. And I think some people – maybe have taken Doug's words differently. You know, he wanted to give Doug a shot. It wasn't necessarily Colin wasn't playing well. He wanted to give Doug a shot, give him a chance to compete, and that's what I saw, because I didn't think Colin was playing bad at all when Doug got his chance. And when Cordy came in and played some guard, I think that was to cross-train him, and where injuries are going to happen. You know, this is a sport where 100% of the people at the end of the year will have something kind of dinged up on them, and we want to make sure we don't miss a beat if that does happen.
Colin and Doug are such different body types. Do they have different styles of play? I mean, is it fair to say that Colin is just more of a mauler and maybe Doug is a little bit more athletic? I mean, he's what, 6 inches shorter than Colin?
Yeah, possibly, but they're both going to do the same technique in executing their assignments. You know, we're not switching up anything based upon body types, and you know, they're both doing a good job when they're in there of executing.
You guys have had success up front, you know, obviously with Andy Levitre the last few years, but with Joe D'Alessandris and his style. What about Pat Morris? What techniques, what does he emphasize that's a little bit different than where you've been in your career so far?
Not a whole lot. You know, we have some different pass sets that we're going to try and use, and we're training our hands a lot this year, trying to get punches, a little bit more separation. But, you know, a lot of the things we didn't have to change a whole lot. A lot of stuff in the run game is very similar, and a lot of our plays are similar. You know, they're called different. They might have little different nuances, but, you know, inside zone's inside zone, outside zone's outside zone. And we've ran that stuff for years, and there's not a whole lot of changes. And Pat's done just a great job of bringing knowledge. You know, for me personally, the amount of knowledge he has of the game and situations has really you know, turned me on to different things about the game and understanding what defenses might do, where your back is, where you're at on the field, and little things like that just impressed me.
Over the years, last few years, we got accustomed to watching Andy Levitre kind of be the pulling guard. Did I see you kind of pull and get out in front of a couple of plays yesterday? Is that a new role for you?
I'm going to do a little bit of it just within the schemes of our offense, but I'm not necessarily replacing Andy. You know, we feel like we got O-linemen that can move. We're, you know, we got a pretty big offensive line, but we feel, you know, everyone from Cordy to Pierce to everybody else can pull. And we're going to get guys moving out in space and try and make defenses defend us sideline to sideline.
We're talking with Eric Wood, Bills center. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from training camp. We're talking about the roles that you play on this team on the field, Eric, but from talking to Coach Marone in the last couple of weeks or so, I get sense that he has another role for you to play in terms of leadership. He wants you to assume some leadership on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know,
did he mention that to you?
Yeah, yeah. And they've kind of been up front with me since they got here that they wanted me to be one of the leaders of the team, and that, you know, strong teams have leadership that come from within. And obviously Kyle Williams, the leader on this team, and I'm developing into a leader. And, you know, the past few years with injuries, I never felt like I wanted to be that vocal of a leader, because I never wanted to be the guy that was leading from the train, you know, yeah, being in the training room, but I'm not out there working on the field as much. Or
kind of rings hollow when you're not.
Yeah, and during camp, when I'm taking just the first five plays of a preseason game because I'm still working off an injury, I never felt like I was in a position to really say something. And this year I'm feeling good, and they've stressed to me, you know, the past is the past. You can't do anything about those injuries, and people look up to you on this team. So when something needs to be said, say it. You know, lead by example, lead by, you know, lead verbally, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And how has that manifested itself? What have you done so far here in camp or even in yesterday's game to be a leader?
You know, at times in practice, just trying to get people going. Yeah. You know, camp can get monotonous. You know, trying to keep a good attitude, get guys going. Maybe tell guys little things that I think they can work on the offensive line, or, you know, coming up to some of the young guys like, hey, don't waste a day today. You know, each day is important to you. You know, each play in training camp can be evaluated from anyone on our staff. They don't necessarily have to watch the whole practice. They might see one thing you do and it rubs them the wrong way, and that could be the end of your career in Buffalo. So getting guys to go each day, and then in the game, you know, different things for different players. You know, for EJ, I was trying to keep him calm in his first start. But guys on the line, you know, we're trying to get fired up. We're trying to go, you know, knock some people's heads around. So, you know, it encompasses a lot.
I saw you. I mentioned this to you before. I saw you last week when the twos were out there, and the rookie receiver Derek Rogers apparently didn't block the way you wanted him to block. And in no uncertain terms, you kind of took a few steps out there and told him exactly what he did wrong and what he needed to do.
Yeah, and Derek's a close friend of mine. We have the same agent, and you know, I got a lot of respect for Derek. You know, I know he's been through a lot to come out here and work the way he has. But you know, it was one of those days. It was hot. it was probably the fifth or sixth play of a no-huddle drive where he's running routes down the field and they have to come back. And, you know, on a screen play, he didn't block. And I said, Derek, that's inexcusable, man. That is the difference between a touchdown and a 20-yard gain, and we're losing a lot of hidden yardage there. And I told him that, and you know what? He bounced back, and he had a good attitude, and that's what you like to see. And that's – you know, that's something that maybe when I was a few years ago, maybe Fitz would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe Lee Evans when I first got here. And, you know, that's something that I might have to step into now.
It sounds like you're becoming comfortable in that role, huh?
Yeah, and that's something I did in college.
Yeah.
And something I'm comfortable being a leader, but I don't think you walk into a place and try and be a leader. That's something you earn. And you know, after the coaches and some guys had told me you need to step into that role, then that's when I stepped up more vocally.
Eric, you know, preseason is preseason, but it was a pretty positive start yesterday. How did this team and how did the coaching staff try to get you guys set up for this week in terms of how to react to a 44-20 win like you had yesterday?
Yeah, you got to put it behind you. You know, you got to treat each week differently, and we got to come out this week and get to work and practice. And we were back to training camp mode today. We're not prepping for Minnesota. We're trying to get better as a team, and you got to put it behind you. Yeah, that was a great way to start off the preseason, a great way to set the tone for the season. But you know, when the regular season starts, that won't matter. What will matter is if we keep getting better week to week.
And almost yesterday could provide a window of how things could be, right? If things, you know, if you play like that or if you play with that kind of effort and intensity, it's a pretty good glimpse of what might happen.
Absolutely. And yesterday was fun. You know, when you got young guys running kicks back and breaking plays and you got Jeff Toole lighting it up, I mean, that's fun football. And we haven't had a ton of fun football around here. You know, we'd start the season well and give it up, or we'd, you know, have a lot of injuries, or, you know, lose a close game. That's tough to bounce back week to week. But when you have some momentum going from yesterday, a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, 20 points scored by the offense, or, yeah, 30 points scored by the offense, that's fun football.
Eric, thanks. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, John.
Center Eric Wood, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.